Today's found recipe is perfect for Valentine's Day. It's a story from the City of Love, Paris. This is about chocolate, and it's told by a master of sweet things, Dori Greenspan.
This is the story of a really, really great chocolate mousse that only takes about 3 minutes to make. But it took me the better part of a year to get the recipe, which is why I ended up calling it Top Secret Mousse.
That's right, Top Secret Mousse. Dori Greenspan is the author of Around My French Table, and she's lived part-time in Paris for 16 years, learning how the French live and how they eat at home.
It took me years, but I came to realize that French hostesses were just like French fashion plates. They mixed, they matched, they put high and low together at their dinner parties. Now, I'm going to get to the mousse, I promise, but I just want to explain this to you because I found it so fascinating. I noticed it the first time I started going to dinner parties. It was the tart crusts. Every French home cook could do what had taken me years to nail. Awestruck, I asked a hostess how she did it. That's when I discovered that, just like the fashionistas, hostesses never tell you which is the good stuff and which stuff comes from the gap. That's what friends are for, good friends. And so it was my trusty friend Martine who introduced me to the all-butter, all-perfect, already-rolled-out crust that you buy from the supermarket. It's great. Well, yeah, then came the chocolate mousse. The rich, creamy, dark, dreamy, delicious chocolate mousse. I'd had it at a few friends' homes. I was dying to ask about it. But by then, I knew getting an answer was hopeless. So when Martine served it, I was thrilled. At last, all would be revealed. But it wasn't. I couldn't believe it. When I asked her about it, she gave me a Gallic shrug and said, "Oh, I'm so glad you liked it." The next day, I called to thank her for dinner. I oohed and aahed over the food, and I asked her for the recipe, and she said, "I'll give it to you." But she didn't. And then she served it again. This time, I knew better than to say anything other than, "Miam, miam." Sounds like meow, meow, but it's the French equivalent of yum. Then, as I was buttoning up my coat to leave, Martine handed me a small package, kissed me on both cheeks, and gave me what could only be called a Mona Lisa smile. What she'd given me was a Nestle's chocolate bar. I was so puzzled that I could barely get thank you out of my mouth. When she turned the bar over, there it was, the recipe for the mousse every savvy French cook makes. A back-of-the-bar recipe for something delicious, foolproof, and so much more elegant than it has any right to be, because it's made of three ingredients: chocolate, eggs, and salt. You can make it in a flash. It's seductive. It can be fancy. It can be plain. You can serve it with whipped cream, a drizzle of maple syrup, some raspberry sauce, a sprinkling of nuts. I sometimes put peanut brittle on top of it. Or you can serve it with nothing but a spoon. Like my French friends, this is the dessert I turn to all the time. But unlike some of them, I'll give you the recipe. It's my Valentine's Day present to you.
And you can find that deceptively easy recipe for chocolate mousse with tips from Dori Greenspan on our Found Recipes page at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered.